In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. At the end of the Gospel this morning, it says, so they all ate and were filled. They all ate and were filled, and the Lord is the one that fills us. He's the one that satisfies our needs. And this morning's Gospel shows us that the Lord not only satisfies our bodily needs, but He satisfies the needs of our souls and spirits and body. He's the satisfier of all our needs. And He gives us a model of how we should minister to one another as well, how we should serve one another the way He served the multitudes and His disciples. And so I'll look just at very briefly a few points this morning that we can see how the Lord provides for us and fulfills our needs, and then we can also imitate Him. The first thing is that He fulfills the needs of our souls. And we see that He fulfills the need to be heard. We all feel like we need to be heard. We want people to listen to us. We want people to hear what we have to say. And so the first thing we see in Scripture this morning, the apostles returned. They did all these different things. They went on a mission. They come back. And it says the apostles, when they had returned, told them all that they had done. They're eager to come and share with the Lord everything they did. And the Lord listens. It's not like the Lord doesn't know what they did. He knows everything they did, but He listens. He cares to hear them. He cares to give them the need that they have, basically the need to be heard. They want to be listened to, so I will listen. I will sit there and hear what I already know. And so He satisfies that need for them. How often there are people in our lives who want to be heard, and maybe they come and share something with us, and we're like, yeah, I know this. Or maybe, you know, maybe for the parents, we have children who say things that, you know, are very obvious to you. Maybe when they come, all they want is to know that their mom, their dad, their sibling is hearing them out. To just be patient and hear them out the way the Lord hears all of us and heard the apostles in this Gospel. Something that He knows, something that we know, and yet we still listen, we still hear, we still give them the time, we still give them the need, fulfill that need that they have, show interest and care and love for the people that are coming to us. The second thing is that He doesn't only fulfill the need to be heard, but He fulfills the need for attention. We all feel like we need somebody to pay attention to us, and the Lord gives us His full and undistracted attention, undistracted time. He gives it to us, and He says it here in this Scripture, in this Gospel. It says when He listened to the apostles, He heard them, and then it says, then He took them and went aside privately. He took private time with them. He took them privately so that there are no distractions. There's nothing that comes in the way of what the discussion will be. And so when we have that need for attention, we can turn to Him knowing that He fulfills it. He pays attention to everything we say. He pays attention to everything we want. He gives us that exclusive time. And so we can imitate the Lord too with the people in our lives. How often is it that we are sitting with one another at dinner? Or we go to a restaurant and we see this on almost every table. We're sitting together on a table and people are not talking to one another. Everybody's on their phone. We may be present physically with one another, but we're not paying attention to one another. We're trying to multitask all the time. You're talking to me and I'm trying to do something while you're talking to me. I'm trying to drive and type something on my phone and have a conversation all at the same time. That doesn't work. The person that I'm speaking to wants attention, and I should give my undivided attention to the person. Make them feel loved. Make them feel special. And this is what the Lord does with the apostles. He takes them aside privately and gives them that attention. And we all have that need, and that need is fulfilled by the Lord, and we should imitate Him in fulfilling it in for others as well. Number three, so first He fulfills the need to be heard. Second, He fulfills the need for attention. And these are all needs of the, you know, psychological and emotional needs, the needs of the soul. Then the multitudes come to Him, and He listens to them as well. He gives them time as well. So it's not just the special people in His life, but it's also the multitudes. Anybody who needs Him, He does the same thing with them. despite maybe having a long day, despite maybe the difficulties of the day. No, he gives them the time. But on top of that, they come with a physical need. And what does he do? The first thing he does with them is not fulfill the physical need. But it says, but when the multitudes knew it, they followed him and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. And so they had needs. They had needs to be healed. They had needs to be fed. They had needs maybe of various kinds, different problems in their lives. But the first thing he does is he speaks to them about the kingdom of God. He fulfills the spiritual need because it takes priority. And they come to him maybe not even thinking about that need, but he sees it and he fulfills it. And it shows us the importance of prioritizing the spiritual nourishment in our life. Going to the Word, going to him, yes, with all our needs, but first and foremost going to him with the need for spiritual nourishment. Asking him to be fed spiritually, asking to fulfill that need. And even if we don't, he's trying. If we're paying attention, he's trying constantly to fulfill it in our lives, even if we don't realize it, even if we don't see it. The Word of God being spoken to us, that alone is more important than all the rest of the things that happened in this gospel. But he doesn't stop there. So he fulfills the spiritual need. And by the way, when he sits with the apostles and he gives them time privately, he could have said, you know what, I don't have time for this private time. There are so many people that need me to cure them. There are so many people that need me to speak to them. But he sets private time, special time apart for the people who have need for that one-on-one. We too, we need to see who those special people are, the people that need that one-on-one. Not just the general multitudes, not just, sometimes we feel so busy, we can't sit down with someone privately, but the Lord does that. And then he fulfills the spiritual need for the multitudes. And the fourth thing is that he proceeds to fulfilling the physical needs of the people. And so he comes and he heals them. The people come with their illnesses, and he heals those who had need of healing. And so he heals their physical and perhaps even spiritual illnesses. And then he feeds them. He tells the apostles, give them something to eat. And they say, we have nothing to feed them with. Send them away. But he says, no, you feed them. He wants to say to them, it's not sufficient for us to pay attention. It's not sufficient for us to hear. It's not even sufficient for us to just give them the word of God. But we have to pay attention to them as a whole. They have physical needs as well. And so let us minister unto them. Let us provide for them. And even when the apostle said, but we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, in the Gospel of St. John, we know it's a little boy that comes and Andrew brings the little boy with his 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's almost like the Lord is bringing this, Andrew's bringing a little boy and saying, Lord, here's a little boy who has a lunchbox. You want to use his lunchbox and feed the people? And the Lord says, yes, I'll take the lunchbox. I'll take that and feed everybody with that. The little that we offer, sometimes we look at it as being so insignificant, so little, like no big deal. What's that going to do? The little boy didn't think that way. Saint Andrew didn't think that way. He brought the little boy to the Lord, and in the hands of the Lord, the 5 loaves and 2 fish were enough to feed everybody. Because the things we bring to the Lord, we put in his hands, can be so significant when we lay it in his hands and let him bless it. Sometimes when we look at the needs of others, we think to ourselves, how can we help another? How can we do anything for this person? It's impossible for me to meet the physical or whatever needs that this person has. But if I offer the little, the very little things that we do, sometimes we look for the big moments, the big things, and we think these are the things that will be transformative. But in life, it's not the big things that are transformative. It's the little things that we do. The very little things that we do that have a huge impact on others. And so let us take time to look at the little things people need in our lives. Just like the Lord did here, he heard them. He listened to them privately. He fed them. But before that, he fed them spiritually and then physically with the little that they had. I shared a story with the youth a few weeks ago about something, I'll explain the term, lollipop moments. Lollipop moments is a term that this guy up in Canada used in a talk that he gave. And he says one time, he's graduating from university. And so this girl walks up to him and she says to him, I want to thank you for something you did when I first came to this university. So he's looking at her. He doesn't remember her. So she says, okay, I'll share the story because you probably don't remember me. She tells him, I was moving to this province. It's a new province, new school. I don't want to be here. I don't want to, I have anxiety. I can't be in this place. And so I'm crying in the hotel room with my parents, and my parents tell me, you know what, let's go to registration. And once we go to registration, if you still want to leave, we won't force you to stay. You can come back with us. So she goes with her parents. They're standing in registration, in the registration line. And there's a bunch of people. And so she's terrified. And she's going to have this anxiety attack. And she's about to tell her parents, you know what, I don't want to stay here. I want to go home. And then this guy, his name is Drew Dudley, he walks out, he comes out of this door and stands right in front of her. And he's wearing this funny hat and he has a bag full of lollipops. And he's doing this charity work for cystic fibrosis. So that's why he has all these lollipops. And he looks at her and she looks distressed and stressed out and so on. And so then he looks at the guy right behind her and he gives him a lollipop. And he says to him, take this lollipop and give it to the beautiful woman right in front of you. So he takes it and then he turns red and he gives it to the girl that's stressed out. So she takes it, and then Drew Dudley looks at her parents and he says to them, on the first day away from home, she's taking candy from a stranger. And so everybody in line started laughing. She started laughing and she felt like, okay, the ice is broken. I'm not as stressed. I'm laughing. I can deal with these people. And she stayed and she finished her education there. And then she came up to this guy the last day and she says to him, you know, this really changed me. And she ended up basically marrying the guy that gave her the lollipop. So a single lollipop, this is not a romantic story, but a single lollipop, right, helped her stay in school, helped her find her spouse. A lollipop. It's so insignificant. It's nothing. But if we do something out of love for others, if we pay attention to their needs. See, this man paid attention to her stress, her facial expressions, and he did something about it. We can pay attention to the needs of people. The very little things have a huge impact on our lives. May we imitate our Lord in ministering to others and know that He ministers to us and fulfills all our needs, the need to be heard, the need for attention, the spiritual needs as well as the physical needs. And to our God be the glory now and ever and unto the ages of the ages. Amen.